This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today, let me begin with a very practical question. What causes anger? To answer this question, we must understand that we're made in God's image. You see, God is both a God of love and a God of anger. And because we're made in His image, we have the capacity to experience both of these emotions. However, when we experience normal anger, we're not to sin against God or others. Now, our children definitely need good models on how to control anger, but remember, if we totally hide our own anger from them, they may grow up thinking it is wrong to have angry feelings. I remember one incident. My son was about 8. He was stirring his iced tea and kept clinking the spoon against the side of the glass, and frankly, it irritated me, which is a mild form of anger. I asked my son to stop, and he did, for a few seconds. And once again, I asked him to stop, and this time with a little more intensity. And again, he cooperated for a few seconds. I then turned to him, and I said, "Son, I've asked you to stop 2 times. Now, please obey me. That noise makes me angry." Well, my son looked at me somewhat startled. And then with a calm spirit, he said, "Oh, okay, Dad, I understand." And this time, he stopped. You see, he heard me share my anger in a direct, but non-abusive way that he understood. With few exceptions, all children do.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.